USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is in London today for the NATO summit as impeachment proceedings continue in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is today to release its report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. Trump, after meeting with the NATO president hours ago, was asked about the impeachment proceedings by reporters.
Now they want to go to censure because they have no case for impeachment. So they want to go to censure. I don't want them to go to censure. I did nothing wrong. I don't mind being censured if you do something wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Cyber Monday sales reaching $9.2 billion, according to an initial estimate from Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights, a 17% increase over last year and a new record. A dangerous winter storm now blamed for at least 8 deaths. It's to keep pounding the Northeast and New England today. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
After claiming innocence now for a couple of years, a Republican congressman from California is expected to plead guilty to federal charges today. The San Diego lawmaker Duncan Hunter, accused of using around $250,000 in campaign donations for his personal use, including vacations and extramarital affairs. In Chicago, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as the city's top cop, Mayor Lori Lightfoot firing him after an investigation found he was asleep inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitting to drinking before he was found slumped over the steering wheel in his car. The mayor said there's additional information regarding his conduct, but she says she's not releasing it, in her words, out of deference to his wife and children.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
After 3 days of spending, Americans are today being asked to give on Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday, a worldwide movement aimed at promoting generosity and helping others with the gift of time, goods, and monetary donations. Initial data shows sales on Cyber Monday reached $9.2 billion. That's a record and a 17% increase over last year, according to Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights. A French fry shortage could be on the horizon. Bloomberg reports potato production in the U.S. and Canada this autumn has been hit hard by an early frost and early snow. Processors now scrambling to buy up what's left of the harvest, so there's not a shortage of fries. Potato production in the U.S. is at its lowest point since 2010. Oh, and that new television you just got a great deal on could be spying on you. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This comes from the FBI, which is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capability are vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, that technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. A malicious actor could do everything from change your channels to spy on what you do and say when you're near your TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.